Ay.
Hello again.
Hello.
Oh, that was amazing. That was really nice warm up on Facebook Live, wasn't it?
It was indeed. And I love the fact that it was actually my technophobe husband that actually came up with the realization of where things were going a bit wrong. But we
Oh my gosh.
fix
That's
it.
amazing. Oh, that's amazing. Bless him. It's so awesome.
We've come back to where we feel more at home and at ease, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Zoom, yes. Oh, this is it. This is where the sessions happen. And so rightfully, we shall, be sharing our journeys here, and
Yeah.
we'll be recording and posting it for each and every one of you to catch up on this. So that's a good thing as well.
Definitely.
So
We're going to do this, I think, by asking kind of a few questions to each other and and see where we end up.
sounds good. Sounds really good.
First
Fire
question.
away, Amy.
Yeah, okay. I'll ask the first question aimed at for both of us is where did you both meet?
Oh, that is a really good question. Really good question. I believe, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, you may correct me on this, but I think we actually met, was it end of 2020? Yes, I believe it was end of 2020. I was deepening on my self-care, self-love journey, and I was going, I think I had actually committed to attending a monthly meditation and connecting with myself. So I booked a session with Amy. She was working, I think, at that time with Miracles, which is a place I'm actually used to, and I used to go way back. So I know the place, I'm quite familiar with it and comfortable with it. So I met her there, and it was really just amazing, because I when I joined her class, I just remember being so bubbly and wanting to connect. It felt like as if I was starved for human connection. But then I met her, and she just was so amazing, her beautiful energy. And I was like just telling her, honestly, this is beautiful. It feels so good just being here. And I needed, I don't know, I think I shared with you something that how important it is for me to be here doing this for me. It's like I needed to acknowledge myself, telling you that this is so important for me to actually do this for myself. If only you knew the steps and the resistance that I had to go through coming there. And I shared that, and you received that so well, and you were like, oh, and your voice was so connected, and you just kind of took us through the whole yoga nidra in a beautiful way, which I connected with, and I had a really deep connection with that, and I felt really good afterwards, and it's really what I needed. So
Really
so
was
that's,
a miracle. I
yeah.
really feel like that. It was a real beautiful miracle. And I remember meeting you and being so, it was such a lovely connection immediately. And your warmth and your enthusiasm and how you were so receptive as well, especially for the shaking and the flowing. And that was something that I had developed myself. So it was so lovely to have somebody come along and really
Yeah.
and that was really
Yeah.
amazing. So I really remember that a lot from our meeting.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we didn't really, we kind of reconnected again a bit later on, didn't we? And more a few years later when obviously our journeys had taken a slightly different path.
Yeah. I just felt to share with Amy, because she knew about my resistance and wanting to deepen my practice, and then that took me to a long journey of me finding my reconnected healing energy, soul purpose, and I was so excited. I wanted to share it with someone. It just so happened to be her again. So I was like, met her for coffee on my office break, because I'm actually full-time still employed, working as a sales manager for a company. So I remember she immediately was like, yeah, I would love to meet with you, and can't wait to reconnect and just catch up and hear all your adventures and what you've been up to. And we did that. We did that over coffee. It was so nice. And I couldn't stop talking about reconnected healing energy with her.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And it was something so new to me as well. So I was just enthralled by it. And so it just wanted to know more and experience it. So the way you described it was so beautiful and exciting. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about that in our chat now.
But yes, for sure.
Now, just a little bit about ourselves now. If I go first, just a little bit about me. Obviously, my name is Amy. I moved to Dubai in March 2015, and I came here to be with my husband, who was already here working. I flew over with a job offer kind of almost in hand, and my two cats at the time. I used to work in the insurance industry in London, and I was offered, I remember the process of trying to get a job here, and it had taken me a long time to even make the decision to move here because of my career in London, you know, was very good and promising. And so when I made the decision, I really wanted to have a job. So I did, got the job offer, came here. I'd been working in insurance at that time. But just as quickly, I learned very quickly about the, you know, kind of how things can work sometimes out here. And it just got put on hold. And then it stayed on hold and just kept being on hold. And so I remember going for another job offer, job interview. And they actually offered it to me there and then at the actual time. Mm-hmm. And I said, when can I start then? That's brilliant. You know, they wanted me. And they said, oh, that's the problem. We don't have the visas for you. So I just thought, here we go again. So another waiting game kind of happened. And it was quite a few months of my time. And it was I remember just being very low, very kind of down. I was going out probably too much, you know, just really not really looking after myself, that's for sure. And I was just kind of, in a very kind of low point, because I'd come from this amazing kind of career that I'd been working in for many years, same company for 12 years, and to nothing. And it was a real shock to the system, I tell you. But then my family stepped in, my sister offered me, she kind of came up with an opportunity, and we decided to set up a recruitment agency here, because we did one in Australia, and we said, let's kind of open it here. And it was amazing, really amazing, really different, quite hard work, very new, whole different industry. But I did that for a few years, about 4 years. And because I just threw myself into it and discovered actually that changing career isn't something to be scared of, and it can happen at any age. I think that's the big kind of... experience.
It's amazing how you were able to come here to, you know, find a job, and then if that didn't work out, you still had the energy to start something on your own in a new country. That takes courage and persistence, and you know, that just takes a big faith too, you know. You just went for it, and wow, I didn't know that about you, Amy. Something new.
I love it.
Awesome, really, really awesome. Wow. So then after the 4 years, that's when you kind of...
That's when I kind of went down my road here now. But we can get back to that after we find out a little bit about you.
Okay, wow. Oh my God. Okay. To tell you a little bit about myself, I came here end of 2006. I didn't know anyone in Dubai, and I remember being just wanting to go somewhere where I can make a career for myself, because I really, really needed that. And it was exciting to just go to a new country. So I flew down here. I only knew one friend or a cousin of a friend, and it just so happened that I didn't get to connect with her. So I ended up just finding my own way. I got my first job. You know, it was in a consultancy company that had, you know, that did visa application for people, you know, who wanted to go to Canada or other countries. So I was like an admin there for the first time, for the first year. I didn't like it. It was just, you know, a stepping stone for me. And then I connected to my current job, which I've been working in sales for an aviation company that produces safety equipment. It's an American company, family owned company. And I love the way I just happened to find this job. It was when I just decided, you know, when you know that the job that you're doing is in for you. And I remember taking time out. I remember taking 5 days personal time out, and I'm like, you know what? I just need to kind of recenter and maybe find whatever it is that I want, you know. And I know this isn't it, so I ended up signing up online for like the Dubai Air Show that was taking place. I signed up with a recruitment agency for any job offers. It was like a part-time kind of thing, and I'm like, yeah, I'm up for that, you know. So they saw me, they're like, oh yeah, we actually need you. We're looking for like a sales hostess, somebody who's gonna able to welcome the clients in, you know, and then somebody else can take over. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be that. And you know what? It actually paid a lot more than my 1 monthly pay that I was receiving in that company. So I was like, great, 5 days, I end up to get, you know, more than what I'm getting paid in my actual job. So I went for that. But the surprising thing is, I actually met my current company, the owner of the current company that I'm working for. The US company was actually showcasing their products in the Dubai Air Show at that same time that I was there. And the owner just happened to walk into one of the booths where I was at. And I think it was Flytex. They do helicopter hire and all that. So I was just there, and they, she just walked in, and she was sitting in one of our couches. And, you know, and I went up to her and I was like, she looked really tired. She removed her shoes. She was comfortable, and we had a really pretty setup. So she was like, oh, this will do. She probably thought it was a coffee shop, but it wasn't. And I just approached her, and I remember one of my supervisors telling me, you know what? Can you please go tell that lady to get out, because that's not the, you know, it's not a coffee shop, but we're waiting for customers. And I remember telling him, you know, that let it be, you know, let her rest, because there's nobody really, you know, I mean, what is it? It's not harming anyone, you know. And I remember going to her and asking her for if she needed anything, you know, water or a cup of tea or coffee. And she was like, oh my God, I heard all that, you know, like he's so mean. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's just being a bit bossy and push around. And then she was like, I'm looking for a job. You're so pretty. And she kind of got so interested in me. And she was like, can I take a picture of you? Took a picture of me. And she ended up giving me her card. And she's like, come by, we've got a booth just around the corner, you know, come and visit. I remember visiting later on, and she introduced me to my current boss and someone else and the entire team. And it was so amazing. And I always say until now that, you know, a simple act of kindness just kind of paved the way for me to connect with that company, who I appreciate until now. And I'm, you know, I've had I'm so grateful to be in there working for them, and you know, for 12 or 13 years. This year will be 13 years. So that was amazing for me. And yeah, that's pretty much, and then of course the rest is the next thing. But yeah, it was just super amazing. It gave amazing opportunity. Yeah, it's so nice.
I love the fact that she just came and sat in your booth, and then that was that. It all just went through. Yeah.
It was just synchronicity. And you know, when you make a, when you know what you don't want, you know, what you want kind of has a way of finding itself to you. I believe that. And I think it was the universe's way of just connecting me to the right people.
Aligning you to where you're meant to be and taking.
Exactly. That was amazing. I love that connection. And until today, you know, just love it. So yeah, that was it.
And we obviously are both in this journey that we've both ventured on in a similar kind of time scale. So yeah. My next question is kind of, what inspired you to become, for you, a reconnective healer, and for me, a meditation and change coach? So I don't know.
You want to go? You could start. I'll take a break and sip my tea, but go ahead, please, Amy. I will want to hear how you got inspired to becoming a change coach.
Thank you. So yeah, I mean, like, so my change happened. Obviously, I had the career change, but then my life changed like considerably overnight. It was very sudden. On the 9th of April 2019, my mum moved on to the next realm. She was in Australia at the time visiting my family. And she was putting her hair in rollers for Grandparents' Day the next day. So she would have been looking forward to that for my nephew's school. And she had a heart attack and didn't survive it. So it was a big deal. It was big and horrible time. And I realized very quickly that I needed to develop some kind of healthy coping mechanisms. Otherwise, I was going to fall apart completely. The first few weeks were really tough.
Yeah, so you were very close with her, right?
Yeah, really, really close to my mum. We had a really lovely connection, and we used to talk a lot on the phone. I just let her talk about silly things, really random. We just used to have the most random conversations, and we used to have a lot of fun and smiles together. And she had this very different kind of sense of humour, which not everyone got, but I did, and I really loved being around her. And it really hit me hard, and hit our whole family hard. It was such a shock. Didn't see it coming, and I think that's a huge thing to deal with, is the shock.
Of course, yeah. You're never ready for it. Yeah, absolutely. What do you do? It's like, yeah.
It was really mad. And then obviously we're quite tight family, but we're all very different personalities. And we all were dealing with things differently. And it was a very challenging and very tough time.
Yeah.
So I just made this big decision kind of out of nowhere that I wanted to just stop drinking alcohol. I said, I need to remove alcohol from my life completely, not even just cut down. I just knew that that was going to be what was needed for me to just cope with this tragic loss. So I did, and I started focusing a lot more on my well-being. And it's not something I'd ever really done before. I've always been known as the party girl. And so to a lot of people that know me before, I am very different to how I used to be. But this feels much more like me.
Yeah.
And I started to develop my yoga practice, got that much more intent on it. I then discovered meditation in a way that I just had never experienced it before. I just managed to get a very deep connection with it. I felt at peace and calmness that I just never experienced in my life before that.
Yeah.
My eating habits changed. You know, it was like this one big change kind of had a domino effect in my life.
Yeah.
All these things started happening. And I decided to go vegan at the end of 2019. And lost almost 20 kgs in weight as well.
Wow. And amazing.
It has gone back on.
Vegan is not easy. You know, stopping alcohol is not easy, because those are the things that we relied on. I mean, we celebrate with it, and we assume, you know, for every celebration we need it, and we don't really need it. But it is a really tough decision to make and one to actually stick to, which is a huge life change. Wow. So impressive.
It was mad, and I just knew when I did it, it was going to be for good. I just knew.
Right.
So all of this going on in my life, all these personal kind of changes and development, I suppose, I'd also started feeling very strongly that my life purpose just was not being fulfilled. I'd been kind of following other people's paths and just kind of going along, you know, just drifting.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
In there.
Oh, wow. Many people have, probably. And I just kind of realized I needed to start my own journey and like lead my own way.
Yeah.
So what I started to do, I just started to reflect on what it was I actually genuinely loved about my work and my career that I'd had, you know, for 20 odd years. When I get away my age, probably a bit more than 20. And what I realized I loved was that, you know, I actually loved helping people and helping them shine and succeed in what they were doing and grow. And that I felt very drawn to that area of my my work. So that's when I decided that was it. I was going to certify to become a life coach. And I started that journey then. So I started that. And that all kind of happened just before COVID hit. So.
Right.
It all happened around the same time. I became certified, then COVID came. So I started helping a lot of people online, offering a lot of services for people.
Yeah, so around the time we met, I mean, you had started a year before. Is that it? Yeah, a year before, right? Around 2019 or whatever. Wow,
but,
yeah.
That's kind of where all of that. And then, but then my love for like meditation had grown so much, and I decided I wanted to just pursue this a bit further, not just for me personally, but also I wanted to help my clients, just to offer them alternatives and relaxation techniques. I had no idea where that journey was going to take me. That week, I had this very intense training in Dubai with some wonderful humans and wonderful souls. And it was just this mad, intense few days that we had. And it was incredible. And I realized there was a lot more that I wanted to, that where it was going to lead me. Mm. It felt like I didn't have much choice. It just felt like it was happening.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Things that are meant to happen normally feel that way. You are putting the effort, but it's not like you're putting the effort for the end result. You know, you're just enjoying it because you've shown up for yourself to doing this for you. And then it kind of just takes you deeper and deeper into wherever it's supposed to take you, into becoming a meditational coach as well. Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, that's it really. I mean, I did that and then I realized that yoga nidra was going to be where my focus kind of seemed to go and my attention went to. So I took another course in that with an incredible teacher, Scott Moore. And that's when I became certified with yoga nidra and really focused on that, which is obviously people have experienced it with Photo Connect. But yeah, I'll talk a bit more about what is involved in that in a bit.
Yeah.
Mentioned shake and flow, but just very quickly on that, I discovered that I kind of developed that myself through COVID. Mm-hmm. And I started that online with friends back in the UK and in Dubai because I just needed something to
keep
tension and stress. And I'd seen something online. I'd gone to the class and I loved it. And I was going to just start going to that. And I realized, hold on, I can develop something here, which I love and just let.
Yeah. It was already part of you. Yeah, it was just willing to come out. You just needed the inspiration for that. Wow.
Exactly. So that's pretty much what happened. And then I ended up going to Miracles for a few months, which was beautiful. Met you and Khalid as well, who we are doing Photo Connect Create with. So beautiful. Such a lovely connection. And now I am at Just Be in Dubai as well.
Dubai. Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, that is beautiful. Oh my God, thank you for that. I mean, it's just such an inspirational to you know what inspired you, and then you really got committed to yourself and dedicated and flowed toward that. Mm. It's really amazing. So yeah, thank you for that. I don't even know which question we are on. It was just so engrossed in your share.
What inspired you to become reconnective healer?
Well, I was kind of like I had already mentioned, I was kind of on a self-discovery journey and a journey on of a spiritual level, because you know, I was doing yoga, I was meditating, I really had this urge. And I think at one point in life, we always get to that place where we want meaning in life, you know. Yes, I had an amazing career and I was, you know, so grateful for it. I had put in the effort, but all of a sudden to me, it kind of felt like all that success in a way didn't have meaning. And it was so surprising because initially at the beginning, I mean, that's what I wanted, you know, and I couldn't wait for the promotion that my boss kept on promising me, you know, and I was like putting more than 100% in the work. And I realized that wasn't bringing me joy. That wasn't bringing me, connecting me to myself. If anything else, I was just doing something for someone and pleasing them, because there's a lot of people pleasing in that too, you know, in the corporate industry, there's a lot of things we do for others to impress them. So there was a lot of that. And I realized the more I was doing that, I was almost losing the sense of that genuinity of, you know, when my boss will get to a point where he will want my input, but it's really not my input, but his input, because I know how he feels about the situation. So it's kind of like, oh, he just wanted me to repeat the same thing to urinate, you know, what he believes. But it's really not what I believed in. So it's kind of like you had to kind of keep your truth to yourself. So when I got to that point, I realized, oh no, I even tried, I tried to start a business, just like Amy. I think about 5 years ago, I started, I bought a beauty saloon, and I was like, you know what, I like getting my nails done, and I like massages, and, you know, this is just a feel-good element. So maybe, you know, to try and transition from what I'm doing, I need to be my own boss so I can talk to people, connect with people. I always wanted to connect with people, and I loved this, but not realizing that a beauty salon wasn't even the answer, because I don't even know how to run that business. I could not be the boss that people wanted me to be in that in order to succeed, because you've got to be this like really cutthroat, you know, like you've got to bring your business first, you know, and obviously and treat people in a certain way. But I just didn't have that in me, so that didn't go right. I think I sold it within a year and a half. Luckily I was able to sell it, and then I took a trip down to Bali, and that's when my self-discovery journey actually started. And the reason I already was feeling a bit empty, so I was like, there's something, you know. I mean, I do have a long-term boyfriend who I have been with, and I'm in a good relationship, who is now my husband. So the work I was having was stable, but there was just this emptiness that I was feeling. So I went to Bali, I did a Kundalini yoga retreat. It was beautiful, 10 solo days on my own. It kind of gave me the outlook and clarity that I needed to connect with myself. So I embodied that. I increased on my self-discovery and spiritual journey. And then, of course, I got married. And then even before I got married, I was very close to my my mother-in-law's, you know, my husband's mom, or, you know, and she had fallen ill, and she had lost the strength in her body, and she needed help in all aspects, really, to take her to the restroom, and to even take her to eat and everything. She just needed help. So she kind of just made me connect to that part of myself that really wanted to bring in a healing forward for her. And I had connected to this part of me when I was little. I've always wanted to make others feel better. I've always wanted to help others. And I've always helped my family to some extent, you know, back home. So there's this element of just wanting to help others. That to me will be the first priority for me before I could get to myself even. And those who know me actually know that. And it was really, so I really wanted her to have another chance in life, you know, because she had spent so many years lying down and not been able to enjoy any type of quality of life. So I remember introducing homeopathy to her to make her feel better. I remember wanting to, you know, just having that. I just wanted that something to try and make her feel better. My husband just got home. Hey, baby. And then can you take the cat and you and go to another space? No. So I got, being that I was already on that trying to find something, you know, that empty space was there. And I think it all had to do with finding my purpose in life. And I feel like the moment I connected to wanting to help her, I was led to finding the connective healing energy. It just showed up, and I was questioning, and I was intuitively asking, what is my purpose? You know, I was intuitively asking and walking that path of finding my purpose at the same time wanting to help her. So it all started with that. And I ended up finding the connective healing energy, which was beautiful, or it finding me in a way.
I love that you, a bit similar to me, had that big idea, that big career change, and just like stepped out of your safety, comfort kind of world, that job, to start up an entire business on your own. And I've learned about you.
I did that. You didn't know about that. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I did that. And I mean, with everybody who lives in Dubai, we're all experts. So we all try to create something on our own to try and fall back on, because you do need the visa to rely on to be a resident here as well. So that was another reason. It was like a backup plan. You know, the logic mind always has something. You need to create something on your own. And I thought, okay, that will be it. You know, so it was also that as well. But yeah. Yeah.
Beauty on the outside to beauty on the inside.
Inside. Thank you. Oh, I feel the same way about you. Oh, such a good connection. And I know people feel that too, honestly. We can go on and on regardless of us recording.
Well, we haven't even got to the bit about our what we do. We do part two. Well, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Oh, yes, we haven't got to that. Oh, my God.
Maybe we should do part two. And
yeah, I think that would be great. I think that would be good. I think that would be actually amazing. That way we don't have to rush through what we actually do, because it's important that we give also value and benefit to what to expect in terms of what we do, because there's a lot of benefits.
There's a lot of benefits, and we both offer some quite different and special and very powerful and very transformative practices that do that are great to speak about. But I feel like we probably need a little bit more time and space to do that. And we've shared a lot.
Absolutely.
Why don't we end on one question, which is, now, let's tell everyone something about ourselves that not many people would probably know.
Yes, that's a really good question. I'm going to ask you the same question, and I will end with mine. So,
no, I'm going to go.
Yeah, go first.
Yeah, well, really quick, even not easy. I don't know if you would have guessed this or not, but I have been to Ibiza, the island of Ibiza in Spain, 14 times. I would have gone a lot more had it not been for COVID. It's
wow.
I go everything I can.
That is amazing, Amy. I have a lot of questions around that, so I think I'll wait to end this and find you in person. It's just incredible. I have never been there before, but it is on my list of places to go. But yeah, amazing. Oh my God, that is really remarkable.
Before I found Bali, is just very special to me as well. It is probably my original spiritual home. Well, I stepped foot there when I was 17, although apparently I'd been there when I was a very young child. So there must have been a connection from an early age. But I was 17 when I first went, and I just knew this was the island that I just wanted to be on forever.
So. Impressive. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So now I know who's going to give me the details on where to go, what to do, and all that good stuff. I'm going to come to you to create that trip.
We can do that together. That sounds good. Or we'll go together. And we'll do some flow to connect and everything in Ibiza.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Mine isn't as good as yours. But hey, there's no comparison. We're each individual who stands on their own light. mine is really I'm sure there's a lot, but I can't really think of any at the moment except one, which is people get confused about where I'm from. I get asked a lot of questions. Are you Ethiopian? Are you, you know, where are you from? Are you from Kenya? Which part of Africa are you from? And it's like a whole like debate. And I usually just keep quiet until they come to the end. So I'm originally from Somalia, though I've never been to my own country and I've never visited, though I do have a family there still, but I was born in Kenya, grew up in Kenya, East Africa, and I am Kenyan. Yay! Yeah, but it's not as exciting as Amy Biza. Oh my God, 14 times. I'm not, you know. Wow.
I love your share, because I remember when I met you trying to kind of think about where are you from? So beautiful, and just I just couldn't work it out. And I remember then you shared this with me before, and it's like you're from many places.
And sometimes I like to say that I'm an international or a world person, because I honestly don't like people, you know, like, where are you from? Or this topic always gets me to, I'm from the universe, like. But again, you know, it's good to know the background and where our home is, really. Yeah, it's And then I got warmed up to the whole question now. And it is the one question that people ask when you're an expat living in another country. So like that's so common here in Dubai. Every minute, even a stranger, within the first seconds of meeting, you're like, hey, where are you from? I'm like, I don't ask that as often now until it's someone I'm really getting to know. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember that as well. It was such a kind of, because I'm from the county of Essex in England, which I love. It's my hometown, but it's not somewhere that I felt very affiliated with. But I realised that everyone always wanted to know exactly where you were from. You know, I couldn't just say I'm from somewhere in England. They want to know exactly where. And yeah, it was quite an interesting, the questions that we get asked as an expat is quite interesting. It's where are you from? What do you do for a living? That was another one that I couldn't get my head around for a long time. I think they're the two that really threw me. Oh, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because I'm trying, you know, my husband is warming his food and the stove is on and making noise. And I'm like, okay, I am not going to have this recording with any disturbances from my side. I'm trying to mute. And then you're going to hear the cat going meow because she's crazy about him. So now she's a bit quiet, so that's good. But yeah, there's usually a lot of activity when he comes home.
She was very excited to see him when he arrived. We could hear that. That was lovely.
For sure.
Cat love.
Yeah.
All righty then. Let's say goodnight then. That was wonderful.
Yeah. That was amazing. We'll do part two and share. I hope for those who are catching up with the replay, if you have any questions, we will also love to hear from you guys, you know, and your journeys. Please do share in the group and inspire each other. That would be really lovely. We want to get to know you deeper. That's why we wanted to share our stories as well. So, yeah. See you soon.
That's enough.
Bye.